You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
At the time that the ocean was supposed to open up, it mentions in the Torah that Mayim opened up. Mayim is water. Doesn't say the sea, the ocean. So Midrash explains that the time that the ocean opened up for Am Yisrael, all the waters in the whole world, they were broken to half. What does that mean? Like they say, somebody was drinking 7-Up. All of a sudden he sees, it's cut in half. So somebody has macaroni soup. Say, part of the macaroni is on one side, and the pasta went to the other side. They had the shake, let's say. You know what?
This lady was washing clothes, and they have the paper in Museum of China that the water opened up.
Right. You mean in Egypt or here?
In China.
Oh, in China, yeah. They don't believe those things. All the oceans, all the water.
Yeah,
so that's what the whole message here is. Because the quote here is, "Vayibagreu hamayim." So what does that mean? Ribbono shel Olam, send an email to the whole world at the time that the miracle took place.
All the water, they have connection with each other, no?
Well, Hashem made it happen to be as such. So now here, you see the way it's opened up, it says Vayibakeu. Vayibakeu. Here Midrash explains, we go back to the time of Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, when he's just about to bring his dear son, Yitzhak Avinu, as a sacrifice. Right. So as we go through this every morning, because it's the same exactly letters. Vayevaqa means chopping. He chopped the wood. So here, the same term has used for opening up the ocean. So Midrash explains, actually, the reason that the ocean opened up, because of Avinu, he made wood shirazi, like salat shirazi. He chopped the wood. What's the connection? Avraham Avinu, how long ago was it? He gets up and chops the wood, and then how long after this happened?
410 years.
That's 210. The very mistime, 210.
I know, but from the time of Savino was born was 410 until then. So 30 years less, that makes it 380. It's 380 years ago, because that's the time he
Abraham
went.
About 400 years.
Yeah.
Before. So what's the connection here? If Abraham Avinu Alav Shalom chops the wood, what does that mean? That the ocean will open up for them because of this mitzvah?
He didn't have to chop the wood.
Why did he chop the wood?
He showed energy to. No, not energy. He showed the acceptance and then the through his action.
So he can chop the wood when he gets there on the mountain.
Exactly. So he
showed his mitzvah. Yeah, he was swift.
Swift to do the mitzvah. That's
mean business. That's why he did it. That because of the name of Hashem, that I'm going to do what you ask him. So he chopped the wood at the same time he leave.
Oh, exactly. So now here, actually, like people, they could say, invited to the wedding. Can you book more and more? Was that a shame?
Yeah.
So now, were they trying to match the tie to the suit before they go to the wedding or after they go to the wedding?
Before they go.
Before?
Of
why before? They have to like prepare before they go. Or like they brush their suit and make sure there's no, because they're going to take a picture, right?
Yes.
And so now they prepare themselves. So now Abraham Shalom was kind of suspicious that if he gets up on the mountain, then he has to prepare the wood. And maybe the woods are not kosher. Well, the possibility is very rare. It could be not, but what he was concerned about, because we have a halakha in Beit HaMikdash, that the woods, they cannot have anything inside. There's no guest, you know, it's not kosher. So what did he do? First of all, he made sure that the wood that he's going to use for sacrificing his son has to be
kosher.
So what does that show? That means he could have gone up the mountain, right? Oh. And then search the wood. Then say, hey, you know, I wanted to do it. But what can I do? I'm sorry. No. You heard the story? There was a mother gave two nickels to her boy. He said, this nickel, you put in the tzedakah. Put in the tzedakah. The other nickel, you go buy candy. So as he was walking, one of the nickel fell down. It rolled and went down in the
sewer system.
Yes. Lost it.
Yes.
So he lifted up his head to Hashem, said, I'm very sorry, your nickel got lost. The nickel for the candy never get lost. Which nickel gets lost? Nobody said, I got. But nickel for the candy, it's always there. So now here, Abraham Shalom could have said, you know, I went, I looked, but there's no kosher wood. But here, what does that show? He was not looking for?
Excuses.
And here we see a real thing. The reason that the Yam Suf, the ocean opened up for 5 million people, it was because one act of preparation that he wanted to do it 100%. 100%. He was not looking for excuses. I want to come. There was traffic. I want to come. I got a flat tire. I want to come. I fell asleep.
Then why did you leave the coffin of your
sin, brother? Want us to come.
Yeah, but you know, people get flat tired, but they should go to the wedding. You're not going to miss the wedding. Huh? You get a flat tire, Chas v'Shalom, but you need to go to your appointment. Chas v'shalom, God forbid, not for anyone. Chalila v'chas, you have a family with the lawyer. Chas v'shalom, you're going to miss it?
No.
Huh?
No.
So, what is the flat tire? But here, we see an unbelievable point. Ve'yibagu hamayim. What does it mean, ve'yibagu hamayim? Ve'yibaga et atzeola. Abraham Adonai v'shalom chopped the wood. When? When? Before even he, you know, start to get going. Why? Because he said, it means business. Right? You know, I have to do it. But, you know, he could have gone up there, say, you know, I looked, you know, what can I do? I'm sorry, you know, I couldn't find any kosher wood. And that's why here we see what is the chut. It created for Am Yisrael to be saved from the Misrim, from the enemies, and all the treasure they gain, all the treasure that Haggadah is informing us, 250 times more than what they brought out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because one single person wanted to do the will of Hashem, glad, 100%. The alarm didn't go off. I couldn't do it. No, I got up. I'm going to go back to sleep 5 more minutes. None of these things. None of these things. Yeah. Yeah, you give him a finger, it takes the whole hand. Yeah. And that's what exactly the beautiful message that we learned. That's what for Zakyotano to be Ratsini.
Amen.
Say yes.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.